38.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now on the BMX Radio Network, Baldwin McCullough Radio. But no one else will. In trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Well, hey there, and welcome to New York City. It's a busy day in our country. It's a busy night. Lots of things to talk about. But before we get to any of the important stuff, I want you to see what's going on. Guys, is this really happening? There's really a soundstage right this minute where Stephen Baldwin is doing this. Please take a look at this. This is embarrassing. Pull him up. Pull the sound up. He's there. We got to... Yeah. And see, he was singing a song. I've never heard Stephen sing. Come on, let me hear it.
Ain't wrong, he's just different. All right, now pretend to be an actor.
Okay.
You ready? Of course. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. And driving old trucks. They gonna be doctors and lawyers and such.
That's right, too.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. I heard about you, Lane. But they'll never stay home if they're always alone. Even with someone they love.
No. But somebody grab a shotgun and shoot those dogs. Put them out of that misery. Anyway, Stevie B's on assignment tonight, as you can well see. And I despite what it sounded like, I can still... yep, there he goes. I can still affirm that he is alcohol-free. I know it may have sounded like he fell off the wagon. No. That's just what it was sounding like. Anyway, Kevin McCullough welcoming you to New York, where it's a beautiful evening. We've got just a gorgeous day in the tri-state area today. I don't know what your day was like, but I hope that it was half as beautiful as it was here, because it was about as doggone close to perfect as it gets. Sunshine, perfect temperatures, maybe a little too cool to jump in the water, but other than that, not bad at all. We got something kind of exciting. Last week, we found out that the Baldwin McCullough Show, for those of you that listen on Sirius XM and the 330-plus radio stations that are listening, hang on for a second. But we found out last week that not only are we on TV now all over the place, but we're on a thing called the Roku. And evidently 3,000-plus people signed up to get a Roku just to look at us. So, and I still am not quite for sure what a Roku is, but from what I understand, it's not a cockroach, and it won't kill you. So, according to what I'm reading here, you can actually buy one at Best Buy. So if you want to see, if you don't have us on TV any other way, buy a Roku. And I promise it won't bite you, it won't sting, you'll be fine in the end. Who may not be fine, and this is getting to be rather serious, is America. Friends, the president takes to the pulpit, to the podium. With him, it's hardly a shade of difference. Have you ever noticed that? Let me be clear. I say... Anyway, this Tuesday night, he's going to tell us why we're all wrong. He's going to come to the camera, he's going to come to the microphone, and he's going to say, look, I know that the calls are running 498-2 against us taking action in Syria, but guess what? I think we need to do it.
Let me be clear.
I think that's what I think he's going to say. He's going to try to make his case to the American people. Friends, tonight, this is the only thing I want to discuss. I want to ask you one question. 888-340-3373. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I don't take any kind of side in this. What I am in favor of is common sense, truth, and clarity. That's what I want to know. So having said that, my one question to you tonight is this. This is the only question I want to discuss tonight. What do you want to hear the president say on Tuesday night? Do you want to hear him say, as is being reported today on the Drudge Report, do you want to hear him say, look, Syria, there's a nexus with Syria and Iran, and if we don't go bomb Syria, Iran's going to rise up and they're going to become unstoppable? Because there's rumors that he's going to be saying this. Actually, a Republican senator, Lindsey Graham, is saying if we don't get this right, we could be nuked. It's interesting, some of the spokespeople for both the Syrian military and the rebels have both commented, and they say if America drops bombs, it's not going to change anything. Their positions are so hardened where they are. We have people far ends of the political extreme, left and right, that are saying yes, and we have people on the far end of the political extremes that are saying no. I've never seen a course of action that the country is about to take be this separated and divided from the people that are most in charge. That's really you and me, the grassroots, and from those that are serving us in Washington, D.C. But I want to know this question. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. You're listening/watching Baldwin McCullough Live from New York tonight, and we are going to give you the chance to tell us what you want, and this is the only question I'm taking tonight. What do you want President Obama to say on Tuesday? Do you want him to say, here's the evidence, and here's why we've got to go do it, and that's why we're doing it? Whether or not Congress has taken a vote by then. Calls have been coming into the U.S. Capitol at a rate of 498-2 against it. But all the smart people on both sides, Peggy Noonan of the Wall Street Journal, prominent figureheads on the left, all saying we got to go drop bombs on Syria. Secretary of State John Kerry said it again and again. He went up to both houses of Congress this week. He said in front of them, if we don't do this, the world's going to plunge into a worse circumstance. In fact, let me play for you a little bit of what he said just yesterday. This was recorded by Chris Hayes, but it aired with Martin Bashir. He was the first one to actually air some of it. But this was Secretary of State John Kerry saying, what's going to happen if we don't drop bombs on Syria? Take a listen.
If we don't do this, Assad will have a message that he can use these weapons with impunity. We will have turned our back on the next batch of children, on the next batch of parents. We will have turned our back on the international norm. We will have lost credibility in the world. And I guarantee you, if we turn our backs today, the picture we all saw in the paper today and the media of those people being shot, that will take place more because more extremists will be attracted to this because they will be funded as the only alternative in order to take on Assad.
Did you understand what he just said? If we don't do this, more extremists will be recruited to the side of the rebels. Therefore, he's saying, and they're controlled by Al-Qaeda, so he's saying more Al-Qaeda will come to Al-Qaeda. If we don't bomb the Syrian military, more Al-Qaeda will come to Al-Qaeda, and Al-Qaeda will grow. So we have to bomb the people that Al-Qaeda is fighting, because if we don't, they'll win or something. But don't we help them win if we bomb the people that they're fighting? What do you want the president to say on Tuesday night? That's what I want to know from you. That's what I want to know from your heart of hearts. He's going to talk to all of us. He's going to say, guys, this is the best case I can make. This is why we should do it. How do you feel? Are you okay with it? What do you want? What do you want to hear him say? And I'm not taking, you know, the Democrat or the Republican side on any of this. I want to hear what the American people have to say. And so we have phone lines open. We've got television stations all across the country picking us up. We've got people on the Roku. We've got people on 338 radio stations and Sirius XM. And my telephone lines are yours. I want to hear your voice. I want to hear America speak tonight, 3 days in front of the president's address to the nation on Tuesday. Now, there was one other slightly interesting tidbit of personality that came into this argument today. It was Ed Asner.
Grumpy Uncle Mr. Lou Grant.
He's like 180 or something now. Ed Asner has weighed in on why Hollywood is taking the position they're taking on Syria tonight. I will get that to you next as we continue live from New York. It's Baldwin McCullough Live.
Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. Have you seen the headlines as it relates to the implementation of Obamacare?
It's a total disaster.
Has been from the beginning.
I even predicted it would be in my book, No, He Can't, How Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change.
You know who else saw it coming from the beginning as well? My friends AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens.
What did they see?
They saw AARP take $1 billion in taxpayer money as a bribe to support Obamacare.
And even though the vast majority of AARP members said, we don't want AARP to be in bed with Obamacare,
they took the bribe,
took your tax dollars,
and did it anyway.
That's why you deserve a better choice.
And that's what AMAC is. It's a United Voice, information, advocacy, discounts, benefits, travel, and insurance. Call them at 888-262-2006 or go to AMAC.us. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America. 888-262-2006. That's 888-262-2006 or AMAC.us. And tell them Kevin McCullough sent you.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 27th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $14,1890. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $14,6971, $734.85 for a half ounce, or $367.43 for a quarter ounce. That's $14,6971, $734.85, and $367.43.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind a marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
All right, it's Baldwin McCullough live from New York tonight, and we have a beautiful, beautiful day in our rearview mirror. It just was a gorgeous, perfect, almost fall day in the New York City area. I hope it was nice for you as well. We've got a lot to talk about tonight, and I want to take as many of your calls as possible. Kevin McCullough in for both Baldwin and McCullough tonight. And Baldwin's on an assignment. You saw some of that at the top of the show. What was he singing? What was the song he was singing? Nobody knows. It was All My Exes Live in Texas? I don't know. Stand By Your Man? I'm not sure. Oh, Mamas Don't Let Your Boys to Grow Up to Be Cowboys. Now, what's wrong with that? That's a perfectly good song. And it's a perfectly good aim. I mean, tomorrow you got Giants and Cowboys in prime. Oh, this isn't a football show. I got to move on. Anyway, 888-340-3373. Welcome. This is going to be a big week. It's going to be a historic week. The Pope today oversaw a meeting by which Rome estimated that there were more than 100,000 people participated in. It was basically a prayer meeting and peace vigil that was held in the Vatican but took place in satellite locations all over the world. They had more than 10,000 people just in St. Peter's Square. That was another view of what's about to happen in Syria. A Senate panel also has voted to authorize President Obama's use of military bombs in Syria. So part of the equation is starting to fill in. I think that the entire Senate will authorize him. The question will be, will the House? Where Speaker of the House, the Republican Speaker, John Boehner, has said he's in favor of bombing Syria. He's going to do all he can to get Republicans to vote in favor of the president's idea. Friends, do we want to do this? If so, why? Explain. Somebody give me the rationale as to why. That's what I want to know. 888-340-3373. So I want to take your calls. I also want to tell you about what cranky little Lou Grant had to say about this. Ed Asner. We'll get to that in just a second. Let's go to line one. Walt's calling from Salt Lake City. He's our first to weigh in tonight, listening to AM 830 from the Truth Network. Walt, welcome. You're on Baldwin McCullough Live. The president's going to address us on Tuesday night. What do you, Walt, from Salt Lake City, want to hear the president say?
Greetings from Salt Lake City, Kevin.
Thank you.
Well, here's what I want him to say. I want him to say, you know what, I've been an idiot. And we need to cross this red line back the opposite way. He did say crossing a red line, but so the American public needs to know this guy. You know, we can use terms like pathological liar, but the point is he's been dishonest from the very beginning. Why should we believe he's not our president? Because he's not does not have the vote of the people. So what we want is we want him to apologize and say, look, you know, we need to send a humanitarian aid to Syria, not bomb it.
Okay,
now,
that's pretty.
Is that going to happen?
Do I think that's going to happen? No.
I agree with you.
What do you think he's going to say?
I think he's going to push his agenda, and I think the puppet that he is and the powers that are pulling the strings behind him, you know, they want to go to war.
And I can't understand this for the life of me. Walt, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Ken calling from Detroit, Michigan, listening to WDTK AM 1400. Ken, welcome. Tuesday, the president's going to take to the podium. He's going to look the camera right in the eye, and he's going to say, my fellow Americans, here's why I believe we should drop bombs on Syria. What do you want the president to say this coming Tuesday?
What I want him to say, and unfortunately he won't say it, is I was wrong, and we're not going to go to war with Syria. And the point I want to point out is this. The Orthodox Church, which is centered in Syria,
right,
as well as other Christians, including the Roman Catholic, have made their views very clear that they are in opposition to war with
right.
Syria. Because, see, under the current situation now, first of all, Syria is not a threat to the United States. They're not a threat to our interests. And the Christian Church can practice their religion without interference by the Syrian government. However, if the Muslim terrorists who are at war with the Syrian government, the same Muslim terrorists that Obama wants to support, were to win this civil war, the Christians are going to be slaughtered. Now, I'm a Christian, and I want to protect the Christian. And so we have to look at the bigger picture. Now, Obama, when Egypt had their little civil war, what did he do? He sided with the terrorists. In Libya, he sided with the terrorists. And now in Syria, he wants to side with the terrorists. Is the same terrorist that attacked us on September 11, 2001. Now, we have to protect the Christians. We have to protect other people of other religious faiths. But if the Muslim terrorists win this civil war in Syria, and we've seen this happen in Egypt, they will be slaughtered.
Yeah.
And so,
well,
Obama...
And Ken, it's thank you for the call. It's already starting. That's part of the problem. Yeah, thank you for the call. In Syria this last week, there were multiple expressions of the rebels going into Christian towns, basically holy Christian towns, Christians that populate the entire circumference of the city. Like there's no Muslims that live in those cities. The rebels that originally were freedom fighters and pro-democracy and desiring to have a different way of life in Syria, but have been since kind of wholesale co-opted by the al-Qaeda forces that have joined their ranks. Now the al-Qaeda forces are really the ones that are in control, and they're pushing into these cities where a lot of these Christian communities are, and they are just slaughtering folks. So much so that the Syrian military has come to the defense of the Christian cities in the last few days. They've actually sent people in to defend the Christian towns from the Syrian military, which is supposed to be a secular government, not really taking sides in religious debates. Part of the problem here, friends, well, there's many. But part of the problem here is when the rebellion started 2 years ago, the freedom fighters there said, we would like some help. Give us tactical help. Give us training. Give us some things that will let us win our country for ourselves. And we were going to encourage that to overthrow Assad. That had been formally the plan. We abandoned them. In the midst of their desire to find freedom, we abandoned them. And what came to their aid unapologetically was al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda from all over the Middle East. They now more than half of the time run the rebellion efforts. And in fact, friends, the whole debate over who gassed who with the chemical weapons that were probably Saddam Hussein's to begin with started probably with the al-Qaeda forces in March. Why are we just now getting all indignant about this? I want to know your thoughts. The president's going to talk to us about it on Tuesday night, and I want to know what you want him to say when we continue on Baldwin McCullough Live from New York. Stay with us.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Celebrate National Preparedness Month with BePrepared.com. This Preptember, get 31% off our new Supreme Pizza Combo. All the food storage ingredients you need for delicious homemade pizzas. Now or years from now. Regularly $143.85, now just $99.99. Also save 30% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix. On sale for $21.99 this month only. For Preptember deals, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863. Or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Day for free.
If we don't do this, Assad will have a message that he can use these weapons with impunity. We will have turned our back on the next batch of children, on the next batch of parents. We will have turned our back on the international norm. We will have lost credibility in the world. And I guarantee you, if we turn our backs today, the picture we all saw in the paper today and the media of those people being shot, that will take place more because more extremists will be attracted to this because they will be funded as the only alternative in order to take on Assad.
That's John Kerry on Messed Up NBC this last week with Chris Haynes and Martin Bashir, saying, and I'll just summarize what he just said there, if we don't bomb Syria, Al-Qaeda, who's fighting Syria, will grow stronger because we didn't bomb the people that they're fighting. I don't get it. I could be confused. By the way, I want to say thank you tonight to Building God's Way. It's one of our great sponsors. And churches and Christian schools, if you are thinking about expanding your footprint, if you're thinking about doing something different by way of your actual facilities, I got to tell you, friends, they are the people you want to contact. And here's why. They want to buy you lunch. They want to show you start to finish what they do. They want to take 30% off of what you're going to spend by typical construction methods. They want to show you new ways to do different types of ministry, and they want to do it in a way that gives you great stewardship of the resources of your congregation. They'll even minister and evangelize your workers that are working on the site. Just love them to death, in Jesus' name. It's really, really cool. If you'd like to find out a seminar luncheon near you, call 866-249-8484 or go online to bgwservices.com, 866-249-8484, bgwservices.com, our brand-new sponsor. Thank you to Building God's Way for being with us tonight. Okay, I want to take your calls, 888-340-3373. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. We're in New York. You heard John Kerry say, Al-Qaeda will grow stronger if we don't bomb Syria, even though they're fighting Syria. 888-340-3373. Let's go to North Pole, Alaska, line 3. John is joining us, listening to AM 660 KFAR. Hey, John, thanks for taking us with you on this Saturday evening. Glad you're there. Line 3, John, are you there? We lost.
My name's Richard.
Okay, Richard, hold on. We'll get to you. Talk to the nice ladies that are screening the calls. Line 1, Morton, Fairbanks, Alaska, KFAR Radio. Go.
Well, this is what I would like to hear our president say on Tuesday.
Yes.
I would like him to say to the people of the United States, you know, I've had a moment to step back and take a look at this, and I just want to state how proud I am of the people of this country for standing up on their hind legs and speaking with almost one loud voice that there should be no American involvement in Syria whatsoever. And I am proposing that we take the current Secretary of State and John McCain and Lindsey Graham and Mr. Boehner and Nancy Pelosi and put them all in mental institutions, and that I am going to invite our former Secretary of State, Madam Clinton, to get up and explain to us all how 4 years of my administration and her being Secretary of State has left the entire region a flaming cauldron of death and destruction for everybody that lives there.
Yeah, pretty much.
And and because we won't be involved in Syria, we can then go ahead and defund Obamacare and then start working on Fast and Furious, Benghazi, and all the other phony scandals which we are so ridden with, so we can clean this country up. Thank you, America, for your support in this.
Now, Morton, you said it well, and I think what is interesting, they're taking calls at 498-2 out of every 500, saying, no, don't go. Don't go. Don't go. Two people are saying, yeah, we got to help them.
Well, I called my three representatives a couple of times now and told them point blank, I don't know one Alaskan. I have not spoken to one Alaskan or any friends or family in the lower 48 states, not one person who's in favor of us being involved over there. And there's one thing I would point out to Mr. Kerry, and this is a point brought up by the Iranians last week, but when Saddam Hussein was gassing them during that horrible war that the two of those countries were fighting, nobody in this country said a word about it because the government didn't like the Iranians for overthrowing the Shah and capturing those people for a year.
Morton, I actually did a little research this week and I discovered something that I did not know, but in the last 50 uses of chemical weapons gases, the United States has never responded or intervened in the conflict that was that they were based on. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Got to take a break. It's Baldwin McCullough taking your calls. 888-3403.
Actors, models, singers, and dancers. Is it your destiny to perform? God is raising a new generation of performers who are real. Performers who are positive role models. Join his movement in media. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ is coming to cities across America. Call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit amtcaudition.org. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than your talent. It's about what you know. It's about who you know. Find both at AMTC. Call 1-800-STAR-420. Children, teens, and adults, if you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming, even to a city near you. To learn more, call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit amtcaudition.org. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry. Join a worldwide network of Christian performers. Call 800-STAR-420 or amtcaudition.org.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. FreezeDryGuy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
freezedryguy.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What does that sound mean to you?
The fuse is lit.
Are you aware that time is running out?
The fuse is lit.
You may not be up to speed on other countries' economic problems, but did you know they could wipe out your 401k?
The fuse is lit.
Your retirement plan? Everything you have worked to earn in your entire life?
The fuse is lit.
Financial experts say it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Text FUSE. 339-38.
Do you know what you will do to prepare your family in the worst case scenario?
Free DVD.
Kirk Elliott, financial advisor, dedicated to making people ready
when the bomb goes off.
If you've not reached out for America's financial doctor,
do it now.
Kirk Elliott, PhD.com. Kirk Elliott, PhD.com.
That's two L's, two T's. Or call
866-211-8986.
The fuse is lit.
866-211-8986. 866-211-8986.
Today for free.
Call live from New York every Saturday night, 9 to 11 Eastern, and in various places beyond that, thanks to good networks and both radio and television that are carrying us. We're grateful that you're with us, whether you're watching online, whether you're listening on Sirius XM, whether you're on one of the great radio stations, and we've heard from almost the extremities tonight. North Pole, Alaska, Gotta be the farthest away any caller's ever called in on. Good on ya. I forgot who, what was his name? Let's see if I can find that. No, he's already off the screen. Anyway, yeah, North Pole. Way to go. Wouldn't it be cool if, when we do the Great Manhattan Holiday Getaway, if he was the one that actually ended up winning the trip to New York this year? We always give a trip away to New York City at Christmas time. Doesn't that sound kind of cool? Details on that coming up. Stephen Baldwin is normally here at this very same broadcast table with me, but tonight he is not. He is on assignment singing weird old country songs on some stage in Tyler, Texas. Exactly why, we're not quite sure of, but not even sure if he knew what song he was singing, because I didn't, like, until they got to the chorus, I don't think he even was in the same on the same page. And at the end, sounded like dogs dying. But, you know, hey, whatever. So he can't be with us tonight. And he does send his heartfelt... He may check in via phone at the top of the show, at the top of the next hour, I'm not sure. But we are having a very serious conversation, much more serious than we normally have on Baldwin McCullough, because we are in serious days. This Tuesday, the president's going to address the nation. He's going to say, this is why we have to drop bombs on Syria. Let me be clear. So what I want to know from you is, what do you want to hear from him? He works for you, by the way. You're his boss. You are his boss. He works for you. So do you understand that you don't have to tolerate this mess if you don't like it? And I'm not saying that he's the only one, because John Boehner of the Republicans is pushing for the same thing. They've already gotten authorization passed out of Senate committee. My guess is the entire Senate's going to vote to give him the authority. The only place it can be stopped is in the House of Representatives. And you could call your representative at 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121, and ask for your congressional member's name, and you could tell their office, here's what I think we should do about Syria, and then tell them what you want them to do. Go drop bombs on them. Don't drop bombs on them. They'll tally the calls, by the way. That's the thing about the congressional offices in Washington. That's why it makes sense to call your congressman. They actually tally the calls. They want to know people from their area, does their voice count. But, friends, we're in a heap of trouble. So all I'm taking tonight is comments from you, viewers and listeners, who... if you could advise the president for his speech on Tuesday night, what would you tell him to say? What would you like to hear him say? If he was serving in your interest, as your public servant, as your president, not as your ruler, he's not your king or dictator, he's your public servant. He's your man boy. He works for you. You tell him to go weed the gardens, he has to do it. Sort of. He gets Secret Service. That's the difference. He works in the gardens, he can fix the car, whatever. But he works for you. You tell him, he does it. So what would you ask him to what would you ask him to say? What would you ask him to say? All right, I want to say thank you to one of our great sponsors. Do you want to be an actor, a model, singer, dancer, stand-up comic? Have you ever thought about using influence for good? Have you ever thought, hey, you know, the role models in this day and age, they stink. Well, there's a group called Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ that is holding auditions coast to coast. These are complimentary. They are free of charge. All you do is you register and you go. You'll get some instruction on what it takes to make it in the entertainment business today. And you will also be evaluated by great professionals in the music, film, TV, comedy arenas, producers, directors, casting directors, they will all be there. And if you would like to check it out, amtcaudition.com, amtcaudition.com. Maybe you've got a niece, nephew, son, daughter that are all good at what they do. Maybe you should sign up for them. But go online, amtcaudition.com, amtcaudition.com. You can also call 800-STAR-420. 800-STAR-420 to find the audition nearest you. And I would encourage you to do it. They are great people. They're doing a great thing in the world of entertainment, finding good people with good values to reclaim that industry. All right. The president speaks Tuesday. What do you want him to say? He works for you. These people are not more important than us. They wake up every morning just like you do. And when they're out of office, they got to pay their bills just like you do. They have the privilege of having our votes and being in office, and we're paying their salary. But that makes them our employee, not our rulers. What do you want them to do with Syria? What do you want them to say? Interesting side note, and then I'll take your calls. Ed Asner weighed in on this today. Remember Ed? Grumpy old Lou Grant from the Lou Grant Show. Mary Tyler Moore. What else was he in? I don't know. He was in Elf. He was grumpy Santa Claus. He's just grumpy all the time. Ed Asner's the grumpiest human being I've ever met, and I've met him. He's not a nice man in person, but he's grumpy. But he said, "Here's, you know, back when we were going to Iraq and Afghanistan, Hollywood, you know, that's the industry he works in, they were moaning like crazy. Oh, this war, this president's dragging us into this war, this unjustified war. You know what President Bush had for Iraq? Because that was the bad war, right? He had two UN resolutions. He had congressional approval. He had dozens of countries ready to go with him. Dozens, like 48 countries ready to go into Iraq with him. And he had a slim majority of the American people that agreed with him. So he had Congress, UN, coalition, and the people. This president has no UN, no coalition. Well, if you count Albania and France. Wait, France surrendered already. They haven't even taken a shot yet. They already surrendered. So it's us and Albania. No coalition, no UN, no Congress as of yet. And it doesn't sound like the American people are with it. And Hollywood's been silent. And so Ed Asner was asked about that, and he goes, yeah, you know what? Hollywood's not going to get involved in this because we don't want to appear to be racist. I kid you not, that was his excuse for not speaking principled words about being against war. Crazy. Your call's next on Bob McCullough.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. When we started eHarmony.com in the year 2000, we never dreamed that by the year 2013, we'd have over 565,000 marriages. A high percentage of these marriages have involved two persons deeply dedicated to the Christian values we commonly espouse. Marriages that have proven to be unbelievably enduring and satisfying. Now, maybe you've never considered eHarmony. Some of you have tried us and didn't find what you were looking for. Whatever your story, I want you to know how deeply committed I am to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. If you've been away for a while, we want to welcome you back. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Come to eHarmony.com and get started today for free.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com. or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
MuchGood.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live from New York every Saturday night, 9 to 11 Eastern. And tonight, Stephen Baldwin, the actor, the other half of Baldwin McCullough, is on assignment. Kevin McCullough holding the fort down in our New York studios. Glad you're with us. And thank you for being thoughtful and concerned about your country and weighing in on this very important question. The president takes to the podium on Tuesday night. And friends, let me just assure you, there's no right or wrong answer to this. Wherever you're listening, wherever you're watching tonight, if you're in Dallas, Houston, Denver, New York, wherever, you have a vested interest in this. The president's going to say to the American people, this is why we should start dropping bombs on the Syrian lands. And he's going to try to make the best case. He said he's going to try to make the best case possible. What do you want him to say? What do you expect to hear from him? What do you need to hear from him to give him your okay to do this? What would he have to say to make this okay? Right now, the calls are running 498 out of every 500 to 2 against it going to D.C. The calls going to D.C. right now, only 2 out of every 500 are saying, let's do this. All the rest are saying no. What would he have to tell us on Tuesday night to change your mind on that? Is there anything that he could say that would change your mind? 888-340-3373. Line 2, Selma is watching us on television tonight. Selma, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough on Baldwin McCullough Live. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you for letting me be on the air. I want to tell you, Mr. McCullough, I am from Syria, and I have a friend also from Malula, and I spend a lot of time, you know, when I was in the school in that little town. It's a beautiful little town. It's a historic Christian town.
Now, for people that are just joining us, let me just fill them in. Malula is the Christian town that came under attack this week. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, and it was the Al-Qaeda. It was the rebels, basically the Al-Qaeda forces, that brought it under attack this week.
Yes. Yes,
yeah.
They did that. And I want to tell you, first of all, I want to tell you the rebels, they're not representing the Syrian opposition. Because if you see, those rebels are a group of different nationality, different Arabic nationality, and also plus like maybe Afghanistan, Pakistan, or whatever. They are extremist jihadist Muslim.
Yeah, they're Al-Qaeda. Okay. They're mostly Al-Qaeda.
So, yes, they are Al-Qaeda. So every town they get into it, if they control it, they crucified the Christian. You have to see one time they crucified one of the priests, you know, and they which kind of people they slaughter the person and they are praising and screaming, God is great. God is great. It's just terrible. And I want to tell you, I talked to my friends and they escaped from Malula to Damascus. They were crying and screaming, please help us, help us. And they said they got trapped.
Thank you, Selma. I'm sorry to do this. The computer is going to cut us off, but I read about that this week and it broke my heart. This is Baldwin McCullough.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. or on the web at drortman.com.